in case you've been away from your television or the magazine rack at your grocery store, on Thursday, the last episode of Friends will air on NBC. The long-running sitcom Frasier is also winding to a close. Both shows have been keys to NBC's success, and the network has been looking for replacements, literally, for years. There are some people in the television industry who say sitcoms have lost their appeal. NPR's Kim Masters takes a look at some sitcom veterans who are looking to prove them wrong.
All right, stand by. Action.
On a Tuesday afternoon in April, Paul Reiser sits on a set watching actor Jeff Goldblum rehearse a show that may or may not find a place on NBC's fall schedule. Reiser is familiar to millions of TV viewers as the star of the long-running sitcom Mad About You. This time, he's behind the cameras, producing a project called My 1130. Goldblum, sprawled on a floral couch, is supposed to be in his therapist's office. He's playing a maladjusted playboy.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Your wife. Coming to your house to tell you she was marrying someone else.
Philip. Put a pair of glasses on a hard-boiled egg. That's Philip.
The next day, Goldblum performs in front of a live audience.
Oh, put a pair of glasses on a hard-boiled egg.
If NBC buys the show, My 1130 will track Goldblum's therapy sessions each week. But Reiser and his team might end up needing therapy themselves. There hasn't been a breakout sitcom hit on any network since Will and Grace had its debut 6 seasons back. And aside from the tough competition that's routine in television, so-called reality shows are devouring the network's primetime schedules. But Reiser refuses to believe that reality programming can scratch that sitcom itch.
I may be really naive in thinking that this will blow away, but there's something very fast foody about it.
If audiences have flings with those shows, Reiser thinks they have a deeper connection with sitcoms.
There's something a little bit more long-term about good sitcoms, whether it's, you know, Seinfeld, whether it's Lucy, whether it's Mad About You or Cheers or Friends. People recognize pieces of their own life in it and feel warmed.
And the networks are warmed, too. They reap enormous profits from hit sitcoms that play in syndication for years. That doesn't happen with reality shows. Still, Reiser knows that audiences may never get to see My 1130. Reiser hopes it's more sophisticated than a lot of television fare, and that might make television executives nervous. To Reiser's annoyance, they use focus groups to tell them what works.
Here's 25, 30 people who are being asked to answer questions they wouldn't normally think about. And, okay, if you're going to ask me, yes, I did find that character a little overbearing. Overbearing, make a note. I feel like if you guys have something, tell me. But please don't tell me that 30 people in this mall felt this, because, you know, let them write the show. If their opinion is that important, then go and let them write it.
Even if NBC gives the show a chance, it won't have long to establish itself.
Shows are being pulled after the second episode, and that just seems, on the simplest business level, let alone the creative, it seems, well, that's just absurd. You've invested millions of dollars. Based on your judgment, you've hired these people because they're supposedly good, and you're making decisions, so you must think you're good. Give it a moment.
But My 1130 is going into the network roller derby with some big advantages. It has recognizable names, and the script by Reiser and his writing partner, Steven Sater, attracted one of the gods of the sitcom world, director Jim Burrows. He's worked on Taxi and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was a co-creator of Cheers. He's directed every episode of Will and Grace. His mere presence boosts My 1130's chances. Burrows says he's willing to use his muscle on the show's behalf.
The network will base things on what's been done before, and it's my job to protect Paul and Steven's idea. I did that on Will and Grace. I was very powerful in making sure they left the homosexual content of that show the way it was.
If sitcoms aren't succeeding, Burrows says, it's partly the network's fault. They're so intent on pursuing a young audience that they hire young, unseasoned writers and producers.
I was weaned on books. Now you have people weaned on television, so you're like imploding this whole kind of... You're dumbing down the generation of television writer now because they're not coming from a smart place. They're coming from an imitative place.
Reiser's writing partner, Steven Sater, says the sitcom does need to evolve. He thinks the format has become tired. Sater says My 1130 was designed with that in mind. But he still recognizes that when it works, it's eternal.
have two little kids, and my daughter said to me the other day, she said her two favorite things on TV, and she said The Honeymooners and I Love Lucy. Does that tell you? This classic sitcom, if you can create something that funny, you know, it stays around, it touches everybody's heart.
Will audiences be touched by Goldblum and his therapist? Will they even get to see the show? Tune in again on May 17th. That's when NBC will announce its fall schedule. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.